And today on Music and Ideas, we again team up with our online news partner, Bellevue.patch.com, for a special debate. Bellevue Patch editor Venice Buhayan joins me in the studio along with three candidates for Bellevue City Council position number 6. Venice, take it away.
Hi. So we've got we'll introduce our guests. Today, we've got current council member Don Davidson, who's held position 6 since 2001. Welcome, Councilman.
Thank you.
And Vandana Slatter is an Indian-American clinical pharmacist who hopes to bridge the diversity gap in Bellevue. Welcome to the show, Vandana.
Thank you.
And Lynn Robinson is a business owner and Bellevue Parks Commissioner. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Venice and Sonia, thank you for having us here today.
So we'll start with each of you introducing yourself and telling voters why you were the right person for council position number 6. And we'll start with current council member Dr. Davidson.
Thank you very much. I'm Don Davidson, and I'm asking for your vote to keep representing you on the Bellevue City Council. I'm running for re-election because as we come out of the recession, we need to keep Bellevue the special place it is for living, for working, and to raise families. That doesn't mean that we need to increase the taxes, though. Like Seattle Olympia, we've been able to make our budget balance over the years. And in doing that, we still have made the services that we deliver of high quality. The city government doesn't have to be bigger. But we do need to make sure that our policies protect our neighborhoods and allow them to keep what's important. That's why in the next term, I will continue to focus on keeping the fiscal house in order, on making sure public safety systems are there to protect us, and work on improving the transportation system. Maybe it's my vision that I've got for the future of Bellevue, that I've been awarded the outstanding by the nonpartisan Muni League. I'm very proud of that, and hopefully it means something to the voters. Anyhow, you can learn more about me at www.reelectdonDavidson.com. I'd appreciate your support.
Okay, and if we can go on to Vandana Slatter.
Sure, that's great. Thank you, Venice. My name is Vandana Slatter. My husband, Greg, and I chose to raise our family in the Bridal Trails area of North Bellevue. I'm running to protect what makes Bellevue special and to set a course to provide transportation and traffic options and economic development that brings smart growth and prosperity. As you mentioned, Venice, I'm a clinical pharmacist. I work in the biotechnology industry and have led teams responsible for multi-million dollar projects. At Amgen, I focus on treatments for osteoporosis that improve the quality of life and health of our seniors in our community. I'm a trustee of the Overlake Hospital Foundation and have had a great opportunity to work with and advise science faculty at Bellevue College. I'm also a public school parent and believe in the value of education. I'm a past board member of the Washington State Board of Pharmacy, where my work helped to protect the health of Bellevue residents. My parents are from India. They taught me to value my roots while having the courage to grow beyond them. I believe Bellevue today has a similar story. We are growing as a regional hub into a global city at a rapid pace, with 17,000 new households and over 60,000 new jobs over the next 20 years. As a city, we are great, but we are not ready for the future. We need vision and leadership. I will be a leader on council to help us be ready, a leader who is collaborative, reflects the Bellevue of today and tomorrow, and a leader who can set a course towards prosperity and growth in a nonpartisan, fiscally responsible way. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Vandana. And Lynn, can you give us your opening statement, please.
Yes, I'm Lynn Robinson. We need new energetic leadership if we're going to achieve our goal of becoming a regional job center and of maintaining our vibrant and diverse communities. Bellevue is a great place to live, but we have wonderful schools, we have beautiful neighborhoods and parks, but we need strong leadership and team playing on the council if we're going to make good decisions for our city. And that's what I've been doing as chair of the Parks Board, chair of the Bellevue Network on Aging, and as a doctor of physical therapy, I've worked in our community for 13 years providing home care to non-homebound seniors in our community. That's the experience that I bring to the Bellevue City Council, and I'm proud to say that I have a wide variety of people from all over Bellevue who support my campaign. I'm very flattered to say I was voted one of the best Bellevue public figures, and I think that's because people recognize the service that I've given to Bellevue over the last 15 years. I'm a good communicator, a good decision maker, and a strong voice for the people and businesses of Bellevue.
Okay. Thanks, Lynn.
Well, you all kind of mentioned some different things that I definitely want us to come back to, but I want to start here. The Seattle Times positions this race kind of as a conservative versus liberal contest, and I wanted to know how each of you respond to that. And Lynn, I'm going to come back to you to start.
Well, I think that the projected growth of Bellevue is just incredible, and we need to be making decisions today that are going to support the change that's going to occur in the next 30 years. And so we're going to have to find funding for the infrastructure. We're going to have to find ways to make the transportation make sense. Light rail is a great idea. With all the bickering on the council, we came out with an alignment that's less than favorable. The next council is going to have to make sense of those decisions and make sure that we have a way to encourage people to take light rail and walk three blocks to their office instead of just driving into underground parking. And we need a progressive leadership on the council to look into the future and have innovative ideas so we can keep Bellevue the successful place that it is today.
Okay, Don, how do you respond to that liberal versus conservative contest?
Well, I am a conservative. I will admit that. But there's nothing wrong with that. It takes all types of ideas to make policy. And I do believe in low taxes or reducing the burden on taxes. I believe that we're going to get out of this with economic development. We do have to put the infrastructure so we can have the economic development. So that's where I tend to focus. I don't think it's a partisan race because we are nonpartisan. But we do kind of represent different points of view. And we sit around the table every Monday night. I'll have the pleasure of doing that in a few hours and discuss these very heavy issues. So I look forward to the challenge once again.
Vandana.
Thanks, Sonia. Bellevue deserves a council that will work together and put aside personal ideology to support the people in Bellevue. 10 years ago, when I came to this community, I don't think we could imagine the dissension that might have happened and the division that happened along for regarding light rail, and that it would take 5 years, to actually, have an approval that wasn't necessarily optimal. What will we not be able to imagine 5 to 10 years from now? And I really feel that we need voices at the table that bring different perspectives. This is a nonpartisan position, and we should set our ideology aside and work with people that we maybe even disagree with to come up with collaborative solutions. I was able to do that on the Washington State Board of Pharmacy. We had many contentious issues in front of us, and there were different ideologies around the table. But because we had a common vision and found common ground, we were able to come up with solutions. I think that that is what Bellevue needs right now, a vision and all voices at the table. I am very proud to be supported across Bellevue by a lot of different parties and hope to bring that voice to council. Thank you.
Well, thank you all for taking that on. I know there's obviously the thing I heard the most, I think, was that it's a nonpartisan race, but there's obviously a lot of different ideas that are going to come to the table. So let's explore that a little bit. And, Venice, I'll let you pick that up.
Okay. So this question is actually for Vandana and Lynn. You both are coming into this race new and with the hope of bringing in new leadership and change. You both mentioned that in your statement so far. But I'd like to hear how you're differentiating yourself to the voters. And so when they're looking at the ballot, how do they know about these two new candidates and these two new names? And how are you differentiating yourself to the voters? So I'm going to start with Vandana this time.
Thank you. I think Bellevue is on the cusp of change. I mean, I think we've seen Bellevue grow. It's a very diverse community. And when I say the word diverse or diversifying, I'm not just talking about ethnicity. That is true that 41% of Bellevue is ethnic and 30% foreign-born. But we also have diverse industry and technology and innovation. And those voices aren't necessarily at the table. We also need to have that in conjunction with the nonpartisan type of view. Because good ideas don't just come from one place, but we do have shared values. And what I also mean about diversity, not just the industry and the ethnicity, but we have a growing urban, more educated, younger city. And we still also have a burgeoning elderly population. So how do we have all of those aspects considered when we're thinking about growth? And I think we need to have those voices at the table. I don't believe we do on council.
Hey, thanks, Vandana. So, Lynn?
Well, to answer your question, I think if you look at the PDC, that gives you a huge example of the differences right there. More than half my money is coming from Bellevue supporters, as opposed to almost only a third of my other candidate. I've given 15 years of civic experience and leadership to our community through my work in the public schools, garden club president, my work on the Parks Board and on the Bellevue Network on Aging. And when you talk about serving the diverse community, I do that every day. I'm a physical therapist. I serve people of every family type and ability in Bellevue in their homes. And on the Bellevue Network on Aging, we are always doing outreach to advocate for seniors at the local level, the state level, and the federal level. And on the parks, you know, I have always advocated for age-friendly design so that everybody in Bellevue has equal opportunity to experience the parks.
All right. Thank you very much. Don, we're going to turn to you now. So both Vandana and Lynn have talked a little bit about what differentiates them, but I want to turn to you as someone who's obviously been elected five times. You've been in the seat since 2001. Both these campaigns have raised and spent several thousand more dollars than your campaign, and they've also, the two candidates with the most obviously are the ones that moved to the general election. So what are you doing to make sure you stay in the race?
Doing a lot of fundraising right now. We got a little late start, as we all know, and so we're going to be filling out that budget. I'm certainly familiar. I've ran six times. Familiar with campaigning, the amount of money and the things one has to do. So we're going to push on fundraising a lot. I want to add something else that I've heard about bipartisan. It takes all kinds in group decision-making. I've been president of the Chamber of Commerce. I've been president of the Seattle King County Dental Society. And now I've been mayor twice of the Bellevue City Council. When you do groups, you get what's called synergism. And all ideas are spelled out. But the group will have a solid idea that's even better than the individual ideas that come together. So I do think that voicing your ideas is not bad. And that if you're listening and listening to everybody else's ideas, that the end result will be the synergism that'll serve the city of Bellevue well.
Well, speaking of the voicing of the ideas, though, I want to follow up on one question and maybe come across the board. But, you know, both Lynn and Vandana have mentioned leadership and change. So going even beyond the voicing of the ideas, you know, how do you respond to the idea that maybe your leadership time has expired. Maybe there are time for some new ideas to come in the door. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I don't think it has expired. Second of all, I'm as fresh. Bellevue is as fresh as it was the day I got involved with it. It's ever-changing. There is always a challenge. So I don't see this getting too old to make decisions. I think it's ironic, but there's three people on the council that are all the same age. It happens to be I'm one of them. And so if we're all too old, I guess we're all too old. I don't think age should be the reason people vote one way or the other. I think ideas, what we've managed to do in Bellevue, we survey every year, and we get 80 and 90% on the surveys saying how good a job we're doing. The fact is, cities don't get those type of responses. And so very proud at the record we have, and I'm willing and able to continue on and hope to make it better in the future.
Okay, well, Lynn, I'm going to come back over to you to follow up a little bit on what Don said, but also just talking about your own, as you mentioned, you've been voted the best Bellevue public figure. So you've obviously had 15 years of service and being here and being in the community. So when you talk about this new leadership and these ideas, can you give maybe just one concrete example of something that you see that is right now that you would come in and make a change, improvement, and or, you know, do something different?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think in the 15 years, I've done a lot of good things in Bellevue. And one thing I'm very passionate about, I don't know if you're familiar with the fact that in 2011, the firefighters' budget was cut by $2.5 million. And that was during the recession. We had to make cuts and sacrifices. And as a result, Don and I live in the same neighborhood. As a result, our Woodridge Fire Station only has a ladder truck, which doesn't pump water. And the downtown fire station, Venice, where you are, has a fire truck but no ladder truck. So if there's a big fire in Woodridge, I'll get rescued from my upstairs, but I'll be burnt to a crisp. And if you have a fire in your apartment, the fire will go out, but you'll die from smoke inhalation because nobody can rescue you. The response times are increased. This is very alarming to me. And I understood the first 2 years of having to make a sacrifice, but why that $2.5 million was not put back into the budget and why our fire stations weren't put back to maximal service, I have no idea. And that's a huge change. I don't call that good public safety.
Okay. Vandana, I'm going to come to you. One of the things that I heard you saying a lot about when we were asking what differentiates you from Lynn on the ballot, you talked a lot about the different ways in which Bellevue is changing and the different aspects. But I'm still trying to maybe get a grasp for why you're the candidate that can, you know, take this change to the next level. So if you can maybe explain a little bit more about who you are and your own just personal, I guess, ideology that you bring to the table that differentiates you from Lynn, that'd be great.
Thank you. Thanks, Sonia. Sure. So Bellevue has a budget of about $1.3 billion. It's becoming a global city, and the issues are big and important. When I walk in the neighborhoods and I talk with people, I ask them, what is it that you are most concerned about? What matters to you? And they talk about traffic, they talk about congestion and transportation. And we are all here because we love a lot of what makes Bellevue special, the unique neighborhoods, the great schools, and the lifestyle. But if we are going to move forward in a way that sustains that and not slide back into mediocrity, we need to have people at the table who can think about big, complex issues and work to create an infrastructure and development that will keep our company moving forward so all of us are prosperous. Having worked in the biotechnology industry, having worked in business, worked with multi-million dollar projects, you know, when you take a medicine, you don't realize in that one pill all the hours that have gone into actually creating or developing this compound, the thousands of hours, the resources, the people who have done the trials. And traffic and transportation are just as equally complex. when I was asked that question about traffic, I decided to do some due diligence, and I went to City Hall and spoke with some of the department leaders and as well as city council members and asked them, you know, what tools do you need to solve this problem? The transportation folks told me that we actually grow by 100,000 commuters every day. That is almost double our population. So it's no surprise that we have traffic congestion and transportation problems. It's taken us 5 years to resolve at least some aspects of light rail. And we are being asked for multiple transportation options all the time. We have the tools, we have the technology, but one thing that I was told is we don't have the direction and we don't have the vision. And I think, working in, complex, innovative field where we think about creating, developing treatments 10 years out, that's not hard to do. Working on the Washington State Board of Pharmacy, I think I can bring that to the table where we think about bigger issues and bigger concerns to hopefully give direction for great people who do have the tools. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I want to thank each of you for coming and for being on the show today. And so we've got a little bit of time left, so we'll give each of you a little bit of time to make a closing statement. And we'll go in reverse order as the introductions. So, Lynn, you'll go first.
Oh, well, I'm just very excited at the opportunity to serve our city in a new capacity. I'm excited to make good decisions for Bellevue. We have such a great future ahead of us. Our projected growth is just phenomenal, and the revenue that's going to be coming in with our new businesses and our new development is exciting. We need to prepare in our downtown, along the Bellevue corridor, and in our neighborhoods, because as the growth occurs, we need to do it thoughtfully and maintain the things that we cherish about our neighborhoods. I'm very excited to be a part of that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Lynn. So, Don?
Okay. Thank you. First of all, I want to thank Bellevue Patch and the station out here, KBCS. Also visit me tonight. and so I'm committed to public service. That's why I got it in the first place. That's why I'm still there. And I think it's very important. We have a great source of resources here in Bellevue of very fine people who involve themselves with comprehensive planning and all our decision-making. It's a wonderful place to govern. Again, you don't have that every place. I need your support. I thank you for your support in the past. And please vote for Don Davidson come August 6th.
Okay. Thanks, Don. And Vandana?
Thank you. Bellevue is at a tipping point where we can either grow into a smart, effectively run, great city of promise that draws the best and the brightest while still protecting the neighborhood DNA we value so much and want to preserve. Or we could slide backwards into mediocrity and not sustain that. If you stand for the promise of a city ready for a strong future, a city with thoughtful and visionary plans, ready for innovative business, a city with strong educational options and smart infrastructure growth, where we listen to all voices, then I ask you to stand with me. I ask for your vote by August 6th for Vandana Slatter. Thank you.
Well, again, thank you all for coming and being here today. As you all have mentioned, the primary is August the 6th. The top two candidates from this race will go to the general election November 5th. Ballots went out last week, so voters are looking at the ballots and casting them, and good luck to each of you.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you, as always, to our partner, Bellevue.patch.com. Thank you, Venice.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.